what a shellfish that people pry open the ocean shellfish, people pry open the shells and eat them raw sometimes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. What about oysters?
Oh.
Have you ever heard of oysters? Mm-hmm. This is not the shellfish I was talking about a minute ago. I don't know. But you might say, well, he dearly loves
oysters.
Okay. What about a great big frog that makes a real deep sound at night? Say, boy, listen to that.
Bullfrog.
Okay. What about little frogs that come out after it's rained or something and make real high little sound?
Toad.
Okay. Some people, you ever hear the term rain frogs or peepers or anything like that?
I don't know.
Toad is a real common name. Do you ever hear the term tree toad?
Or, yes, I have heard that, I believe.
Okay. What about a great big worm that you might dig up when you're digging your garden?
A thousand leg worm.
Okay, that's one kind. What about do you ever hear the term earthworm?
Mm-hmm.
Or you might go in and say, well, look at the size of this.
Earthworm.
Okay, or what about, do you ever hear anybody call them anything that has anything to do with mite? My dad calls calls them, I think, night crawlers. But I don't know what the difference is. What about an animal that lives in the water and has a shell on his back, four legs? Sometimes they snap.
Turtle.
Okay. What about one that lives on the land? It doesn't go in the water much.
I can't think of that name.
You hear him call it a terrapin?
Oh, yeah.
and so the one that doesn't live in the water would be called what?
Terrapin.
Okay. What about little animals that you used to see in the in streams, little animals with claws on them that go backwards when they go? Some people call them crayfish, some call them crawfish or crawdads.
I didn't know much about that.
Oh, okay. What is it that, unless you're careful, when you store your winter clothes, something might get into them and eat them? Okay. One of these would be what?
A moth.
Okay. What about in the spring and the summer, the bug that comes out at night that flashes on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about a long bug that flies and has real long wings that you can see through and it's got a real narrow body? Some people call them snake doctors or dragonflies.
Yeah, I've heard of snake doctors.
Okay. What about insects that sting fly around and they build a big nest out of what looks like paper or something that hangs down from a tree limb?
You mean what are they called?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a wasp, would it? A dirt dauber?
All right. What did you ever hear them call a hornet?
Oh.
They might say that the worst kind of sting is a
hornet.
Okay. What about a little insect that bites you at night if you're sitting out on the front porch in the summertime?
Eat it.
Yeah. An insect that's green and has long back legs that half hops and half flies.
Nice hop.
Okay. And a small fish that's used for bait. Okay. What about the thing that a spider weaves?
Web.
Okay, would you call it the same indoors or outdoors? It would be the same. Some people call them cobweb if they're outdoors and just web if they're indoors.